Colossians chapter 1, I shall read from verse 1 to 14. A letter written by Paul to the church at Colossae. Paul, an apostle of Jesus Christ by the will of God, and Timothy, our brother, to the saints and faithful brethren in Christ which are at Colossae. Grace be unto you and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. We give thanks to God and the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, praying always for you. Since we heard of your faith in Christ Jesus and of the love which ye have to all the saints, for the hope which is laid up for you in heaven, whereof ye heard before in the word of the truth of the gospel, which is come unto you, as it is in all the world, and bringeth forth fruit, as it doth also in you, since the day you heard of it, and knew the grace of God in truth. Verse 7. As ye also learn of Epaphras, our dear fellow servant, who is for you a faithful minister of Christ, who also declared unto us your love in the Spirit. For this cause, we also, since the day we heard it, do not cease to pray for you, the church in Colossae, and to desire that you might be filled with the knowledge of his will in all wisdom and spiritual understanding, that he might walk worthy of the Lord all unto all pleasing, being fruitful in every good work and increasing in the knowledge of God, strengthened with all might, according to his glorious power unto all patience and long-suffering with joyfulness, giving thanks unto the Father which hath made us meet to be partakers of the inheritance of the saints in light, who hath delivered us from the power of darkness and hath translated us into the kingdom of his dear Son. Concluding verse 14, in whom we have redemption through his blood, even the forgiveness of sins. Amen. You've heard, read just now, the beginning of a letter written by Paul to a church he had not founded. Indeed, he had not been there, and he did not know the people personally. And yet this is a very important letter, and it teaches us many lessons of the unity of believers in all true believing churches. Here Paul writes to the Christians in Colossae, a church founded by a fellow servant called Epaphras. Now, Colossae is a mighty city, today extinct. You cannot find it on the map. And it is not far from Laodicea, which we probably have heard more times than Colossae. And this letter is written to the believers there. We have set for our theme for this year, until Christ be formed in you. Meaning to say, for this year, in our preaching, in our Bible camp, in our overall emphasis, we are going to concentrate and focus on how, as a church, members of the body of the Lord Jesus Christ, we ought all to grow. Grow to be like the Lord Jesus. So the theme verse that has been chosen is Galatians 4:19. We have published this a couple of weeks ago. Until Christ be formed in you. This is the theme and today's topic of praying one for another will fit in with this theme very, very well, teaching us how we ought to be mature Christians, not only praying for ourselves, but thinking of others and praying for others. In so doing, we are in the footsteps even of our Lord Jesus Christ, how we can grow to be more like Him. So Paul, in this epistle, chapter 3, verse 10, he says this, "And put on the new man." Yes. We as believers constantly must remind ourselves we are in Christ and we must grow and we must learn to put off the old man and to put on the new man renewed in knowledge after the image of Him that created us. We are to learn in all things constantly, even as today's theme suggests, to pray one for another that we may grow into the image to be like the Lord Jesus Christ, the one who created us. We were all created perfect in the image of God, and that image has been marred and spoiled by sin. Now Christ our Lord has brought us back. Now we are in Christ, but because of this old flesh, the body of flesh that weighs us down, from time to time, oftentimes, too often that we do not like to tell, we go astray. But in Christ, He helps us. When we pray to Him, we pray one for another, we grow into the image of the Lord Jesus Christ. Now, the theme verse for today is in verses 9 to 11, which I'll read for you again. Paul is writing to the Christians in Colossae why he is praying for them. Verse 9 says, "For this cause, we also, since the day we heard it, do not cease to pray for you." Pause and think. Paul is writing to those he has not seen. They do not belong to his church as such. And you may ask, why are you concerned for another church which is not yours? Why don't we always only pray for Calvary Pandan? Why do we pray for many churches over the seas? Paul gives you the answer here. Verse 9, that when we come into the family of Jesus Christ, we have a far greater family than our own church. The church in Colossae is also part of the ministry of Paul the Apostle. "For this cause we also, since we heard it," heard what? The things he had heard are recorded in verse 4. Please look at verse 4. "Since we heard of your faith," wonderful! Paul, the true apostle and servant of Jesus Christ, is excited, thrilled to know that in the city of Colossae, which he had not been, he had never visited, he's not preached there. How come now in Colossae there is a group of believers become a church? And not just a church, a vibrant church, a praying church. And this causes Paul to be excited. I want to suggest here, dear friends, we read this not just as impersonal, unconnected, not our business. When you hear of a church in Saipan, church in Jordan, church in Sri Lanka, does it excite you? Does it cause you to think and to give thanks to God that in Colombo there is a church that has grown up in the last 10 years from nothing to three or four churches besides Colombo? Now Paul says, for this cause, verse 4, because I have heard of your faith, that in your city you have this group that call on the name of Jesus Christ. And secondly, verse 4 again, I have heard of the love which you have to all the saints. This causes me to be excited, giving thanks to God that the gospel is moving, is effective, is gathering more souls into the kingdom, and I belong to this great kingdom of God. You too. I say, dear friends, Christian growth is not for yourself, but to grow into the general ministry of the Lord Jesus Christ. Remember the Lord's Prayer, Our Father which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Then the first petition, thy kingdom come. All of us who belong to the Lord Jesus Christ belong to that kingdom. You and I are now part of that great kingdom which encloses and embraces so many other Bible-believing churches. For those, we pray. We have a prayer sheet. When you come on Tuesday, and I pray that more will come, here it is. From the time we heard that these people are established as a church, we have not ceased to pray for them. Praying one for another is one of the blessings that we have as a church. Jesus Christ has only one everlasting plan for all the world. Only one. What is it? Christ has died, risen, ascended, sits at the right hand of God in majesty, praying for us. Now the work is left to us. How are we doing? We're happy because this church is stable, peaceful. Every Sunday you come, we have a service, you go home. Now that is not all. Here it is. Jesus Christ, our Lord, when he went to heaven, says, go ye therefore. You are part of the kingdom, are you not? Yes. How is this kingdom to grow, to extend, go into all parts of the world? How? Not by angels, not by aliens from outer space or any other creature. God has left to us that wonderful ministry. We who have been saved are to go. And when people believe, does it not thrill you? For that reason, we go into missions here and there. So, praying one for another is one of the most greatest blessings for all of us. In this item, we pray for overseas, for our churches, in every place. Because we have heard that in Saipan for the last 14 years, 2,500 souls have been saved by baptism, through baptism, that they have confessed the Lord Jesus Christ, hearing the gospel, and they have formed churches, Saipan, Guam, Jordan, Cyprus, China, dozens of churches. Does it excite you? Paul says, you believers in Colossae, ever since I heard that you have come to trust in the Lord, I'm excited. I pray for you. Every day I pray for you. I want to say, dear friends, the kingdom of God is part of our blessing and not to keep to ourselves. God's plan is we go, we preach, Well, you do not preach, maybe, but there are those who go and preach and you pray. That is where the praying one for another is so important. I urge you to come and make praying for one another something that is part of your life. I know it is strange to some. I pray, my family, myself, my health, my sickness, my concerns, whatever you have, we make those things priority. These things hardly ever concern us, true? Absolutely. But I say you have missed something. Praying one for another is part of Christian growth, part of Christian privilege. For only those who are in the family can pray for those outside, right? Unless and until you know the Lord Jesus Christ as your Savior, and you are enthused, you are touched by the Spirit, by His love, that He loved you to die for you, to save you, to make you His child, to put you into the church, to have a Bible-believing church here where the Word of God is preached and where you are encouraged when the pastors and the elders and the deacons urge you to come to pray. Now you know there is a greater privilege, a wonderful privilege given to all of us here. So join us to pray one for another. Every day, think. Paul says, verse 9, for this cause. What cause? Because I heard of the church in Colossae. I'm so excited and moved. Why else did he pray for them? Verse 6, another reason. Which has come to you as it is to all the world and bringeth forth fruit. Oh yes, I'm so pleased that the church in Saipan not only grew as a church, but began to form another church in Guam. And all those believers that go back to China begin to have house churches. Now, unfortunately, we cannot go to the house churches. True? In fact, Brother Pang Kok Hiong, who goes in all his letters, where he goes, he never tells you exactly where he is. You know that. There is a need for confidentiality. Then how can you be part of the work? I say, we can pray one for another. Are you praying for the church in China? Dozens of house churches are being formed. Does it cause you to be joyful, to get excited? Oh, dear friends, these are things that are far more worthwhile than, well, my stocks and shares gone up. Very wonderful. Every day it goes up. Every day is wonderful. I said, dear friends, every day souls are being saved in Saipan, in China, in around the world, even in this church. Although our rate of growth is not that fast. Even then, when you have a friend, a neighbor, a relative who has never believed and you bring him or her to the church and guide them into the truth, when they believe, get excited. Pray for them. Bring them. Because every soul added to the kingdom of God is one soul saved. What does the Lord Jesus say to us? What shall it profit a man to gain the whole world and lose his own soul? You have brought one soul to Christ, is more valuable than the whole world. We must learn to pray for them, to bear the salvation of these people as part of your prayer life. Your prayer list must grow. Yes, don't have a shopping list that's always the same things, asking God for the same favors. No, those things, Jesus says, seek ye first the kingdom of God. All those things peripheral, they will be given to you. So Paul says, verse 9, for this cause I pray for you, because I'm so happy there are those in Colossae also wanting to believe on the Lord Jesus Christ. And this is the thing that I want to pass on to you. Until Christ be formed in you, it will not happen if you continue to live the same kind of life this year as last year. Never progress, never grow. I say, why not? Why not? It is God's will that you, as a believer, a member of this church, or just coming to this church, you ought to be infected with this holy fervency, a holy longing for the advancement and the growth of other Christians. Pray for them. Pray one for another. Do you pray for your pastors in session? I trust most of you do. But how about praying for your friends, other members, other believers? Our recent invitation to serve has once again reaped a good harvest. Many people have come forth to join in the various little groups. I say God bless you all. Congratulations if you belong to some group. Now, play your part. Do your best. Make sure that you give of your best, because this is part of the kingdom of God. You're not there to oblige anyone or to gain anybody's favor, but be part of the kingdom and then pray, God, that Christ be formed in me this year, that I live a more Christ-like life. And the first one I want to propose to you, that I may pray, even as my Lord Jesus prayed. Read the Gospels. Everywhere you read, you never read of Jesus Christ going to any entertainment place, never. But oftentimes he's up way before dawn to pray, or he prays through the night, and he prays for all of us. He prays for his enemies. Lord, Father, forgive them, they know not what they do. That is the prayer. We all ought to learn. Learn to pray. Yeah, as the Lord Jesus Christ prayed, we learn from him. Praying one for another. Now let's read on. Verse 9, for this cause we also, since the day we heard it, do not cease to pray for you. I said, that is a wonderful thing. Can you say this now? When you go home, turn back to here, verse 9 of Colossians 1, and say, because I've heard of somebody's need, from that moment I got excited. I began to pray for that somebody. Oh, dear friends, prayer makes the heart tender. Criticizing other people will stop you praying for them. Hating other people will stop you praying for them. But when you pray for them, you stop hating. You begin to love. You begin to understand other people's problems. For this cause, I say, let us all adopt this, that we may all become true servants of God, true prayer partners, that together in this Calvary Pandan Church, we praying together as a family are going to extend the kingdom of God in the way you do not know. Continue to read from verse 9, please. Since the day we heard it, we do not cease to pray for you and to desire that ye might be filled with the knowledge of his will. How wonderful. Pray that others may understand God's will. Make this an item for prayer. And we are going to add this, some of these, into our prayer list. And I want to make this available to you from next Sunday. Those who wish to be part of this prayer. I know some of you want to come to prayer meeting, but there are obstacles. True? Yes. But let not that deter you from prayer. We'll have this available on Sunday morning. Those of you who are minded to pray, come and get them from here or from outside. There will be a pile of them. Take home, pray once, twice a day. Once, twice a week, at least you are praying for these items, that you will be filled with the knowledge of his will for you, that you will grow. And 2007 will be a milestone in your Christian life. Continue to read, that you might be filled with the knowledge of his will in all wisdom and spiritual understanding, that ye might walk worthy of the Lord unto all pleasing. So often we become argumentative, difficult, quarrelsome. Why? Because we do not pray. Because we do not refer back to the Lord. And then we take things into our own hands, and then there's trouble. I say, let us. Verse 10, walk worthy of the Lord unto all pleasing. When you please the Lord and the Spirit of God in you begins to change your life, begin to show you the good things in other people and not always the bad things, you are going to be a blessing to many more people. Unto all pleasing, fruitful in every good work, and increasing in the knowledge of God. When you pray for others and truly ask God to change you, you know what? You will begin to love the Word of God. Now it is very difficult. How many of you are reading God's Word every day? How many? Yeah? If I ask you to raise the hands, I am afraid not even half will raise your hands. I'm absolutely sure of that. Absolutely. I've done it before, and every time it's a very small quarter only. Why should it be so? You know, you ought to read the Word of God, because only then can it grow. The Word of God is bread and milk and meat. And without that, how can you grow? Now, today I tell you to read. Will you read? I say, it's not me. It's the Holy Spirit touching your heart, speaking to you in the quiet moment when you begin to pray. You pray for others. You say, hey, if I pray for others, why don't I pray for myself? You begin to pray. God has only one instrument to bless you. That is prayer. It's His method. When you pray, you tell Him, the Father in heaven knows your needs even before you ask. But then He says, you ask. You ask. This is God's method. There is no other method I can tell you. Yes, you don't read the horoscopes. Don't read all the lucky charms and look at the newspapers and hope to get something from there. You get nothing. But there the Lord is waiting for you every day. Are you praying? What are you praying for? I say, let's pray one for another. And when you pray one for another, you must pray for yourself. Pray that this year 2007 will be a significant change in your spiritual life. Now, don't just because I say, I put this here, you take this and go home. May this provoke more people to come and pray. Why not? What do you do on a Tuesday evening? Right? Ask yourself. Only one life will soon be passed. Only what's done for Jesus will last. What are you doing? And the same applies for Sunday evening. You know, if all of you will come, there will be no place to sit on Sunday evening. But we are so few, so few. What are you doing? Pray one for another is good. I say, pray one for another for yourself. Pray, Lord, why is it I'm so cold-hearted? Why is it I want to watch the television series so important? I must watch Manchester United. I cannot come here. I must watch all the wonderful footballs. But God's house, I can wait. Wait till I'm old. Wait till I retire. Wait till I'm sick. Then it's in my sick bed. Say, Lord, if only I can be up on my feet, I'll go to Sunset Gospel Hour. I said, don't. God has far better things for you. Come to His house. This is the most blessed place. Let me give you my testimony. I never miss Sunset Gospel Hour for the last 28 years. Okay? Never. Why? Simply because this is the house of blessing. Simply because I'm part of God's kingdom. Simply because this is the place where God will meet with you and will bless you. You cannot come here and go home with nothing. Kosong, nothing. Every time you come, empty hands, He fills you with goodness, with His love, with His precious word, Sunset Gospel Bible Fellowship. Why aren't you here? Praying one for another is so good. Yes, Let's pray one for another. All right. Now, look. Verse 10, go on to verse 11. Strengthen with all might according to his glorious power. You need to pray for yourself that you will be strengthened with all might according to his glorious power. When you are strengthened, coming to the evening service is no problem at all. No problem. The young man who is pursuing the young lady, anywhere he'll go, anytime he'll go, right? True? Absolutely. Now, here is the lover of our soul, our Lord Jesus Christ. He loved us, gave himself for us, and on this Lord's Day evening, what are you doing about it? Why aren't you here? Why not? Because love has grown cold. Because I'm changing my mind. I got some other interest. I'm not going to see you. Can that be? The Lord has not forsaken you. Come. Verse 11 says, strengthened with all might according to his glorious power, unto all patience and long-suffering with joyfulness, change you. Give you that desire. Oh, this is the Lord's day. This is the Lord's house. This is the throne of grace. I must pray. I must come. I must change my life. If Jesus walked the Calvary road to the cross for me, can I not come by bus or by car to his house on the Lord's Day evening? Yes or no? It's up to you. So praying one for another must go beyond the usual routine things. Verse 12 in conclusion, give thanks unto the Father, which hath made us meet or fit to be partakers of the inheritance of the saints in light. Thank God he made us fit. Except he made you fit, you cannot fit into the kingdom of God. But he has made us fit. Now you are destined, bound for the heavenly kingdom. What are you doing about it? On this earth, there's so much we can do. And you cannot be strong for him if you do not love the brethren. True? You cannot be strong for him if you do not love the Lord on his day. True? You cannot be strong for him if you only pray for yourself and never pray for anyone else. So, here it is. God help us that we will consider only one life, only 1 year of 2007, only 1 year. 1 month almost gone already. Right? What are you doing about it? God help us. Let us pray. Father in heaven, may the Holy Spirit speak to us. Cause us to remember and to consider. Our Lord Jesus left heaven's glory for this wretched, miserable, dismal earth for us. Can we not go for him? Can we not come to thy house? Can we not go often to the throne of grace, praying one for another? O Lord our God, may thou instill and implant a new love for thy house, for thy day, for the worship, for thy throne of grace, that we will constantly remember to pray one for another. This is our prayer. In Jesus' name, Amen.